opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. On today is June the 13th, 2017. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that because we're able to have this show. And we're able to connect because of Black Talk Radio Network, and we want to make sure that that continues to happen in the future. So please go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And that is the website for this network. And there you'll see the donation prompt that's there. Just simply hit that and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to support and sponsor this network, to keep it on air, to keep it doing what it's doing. There is a cost for all of this, and we will, and it definitely needs your support in order to maintain that. Give whatever it is that you can give. All donations are extremely, extremely appreciated because it helps and keeps everything in position, and it's so much more that we need to do. So be not one that just eats the fruit, be one that feeds the roots as well. Give what it is that you can give. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, another way that you can help and support it is by going to its social media network, known as BTR Community. Please join BTR Community as a social media outlet for you to have and engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected as you would and otherwise would be on other social media platforms. You know the one, Facebook and everything else. That is, they say that is free, but it is not free at all. There is definitely a cost to it. And many of us have not realized the extent of that cost, but it is there. So come on over to BTR Community, where your identity will never be sold to any bidder. This is why so many, you get, there is just so many different things from emails to calls to all sorts of things, and where that extends to has an extension to some of the social media outlets because they sold your identity and their data mining. They're getting their spider webbing to get information about you and other people that you know, and to put that ring all together. And there's a reason why they do that. So come on over to BTR Community where you don't have to worry about that, because that's not what's going on there. So you can actually post some things about yourself, your business, or some things that you think need to be given attention. You could do that at BTR Community for only $24 a year. So also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that with Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will contact you and let you know exactly what it is that the overall purchasing process and to ensure that you know exactly what it is that you are doing and understand that process is to your benefit. Trust me, trust me, trust me. Very, very important. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Okay. Now, so let me see really quickly, we're going to get into one second. It was something I wanted to, right after today's show, those of you that are in the TradeCoin Club, those of you in TradeCoin Club, we will, 5 minutes after, 10 minutes after the show, we'll jump in and have a quick conference call for those of you that are in that. You already have the number. We will be there. Just give me a couple of minutes to get set up, and then I will be there, and we definitely need to chat, okay? So right after Tando Radio Show, 10 to 15 minutes right after, we'll jump in there, okay? All right, so now this, let me just real quickly, July the 1st, we're having our, there's an Eventbrite, there's an event that we're having on July the 1st in Dallas. It's the Control Your Wealth Seminar, and you can find it at the Eventbrite website. Just hit Control Your Wealth Seminar, and that is going to be July the 1st, 2017, and it's going to be here in Dallas from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the Central Library in Dallas, the public library. It's 1515 Young Street. And that is going to be Control Your Wealth Seminar. It's $300 per single ticket and $550 for a couples ticket. And if you would like to, if you can't make it to Dallas, you could also, it will be sent out via the internet, and that is going to be $300 as well. So if you can't make it to Dallas, wish you would be able to make it to Dallas. I want to meet so many of you. That is going to be what we're going to be doing, is going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. If you are a vendor, you would like to be a vendor there, just go to the Eventbrite Control Your Wealth Seminar by Prosperity Mint, and all of the information is there. The day will be a very important day. We will have Legacy Wealth Management will be there for Trust and Foundations. There will be an introduction by Prosperity Mint, and then there will be a precious metals, a portion of the precious metals class, and then also we're going to be talking about some opportunities that we can have collective prudence in and leverage ourselves accordingly in the future. Very, 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 very important for your own development. This is something that is going to be beneficial to you individually and to you as well as collectively as your family. One second, please. So sorry about that, everyone. Real quick. Definitely, that is the Control Your Wealth Seminar. Come on down to Dallas, July the 1st, 2017. It's a Saturday. Looking forward to, there's going to be so much more that we're going to be doing collectively on that. Okay. Also, if you would like to get in on the cryptocurrencies with us, trading the cryptocurrencies, you could do that at rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. And that was where you could join the Trade Coin Club. Come on in. Definitely, for those of you that have already signed up, make sure right after the show today, right around 10 minutes after, 10 to 15 minutes after the show, you already have the number. We're going to jump on there and definitely have another conference call for us. Won't be long. Just some things that we need to go over real quickly, okay? So I will just say that the cryptocurrencies is doing very, very well for me individually. And want to share that with you all because of the opportunities that is there. And when I say it's from just, you know, very minimal investments, it could, you know, very minimal starting costs. The potential for this is going to it's been doing very, very well, and I firmly believe that it's going to continue to do well. And I think there's a way in which you should be leveraging that, you know. So definitely this is something that should be gauging in, and we'll be talking about that for those of you that are interested in rcryptocurrency.com. I know for myself, it's just from the Trade Coin Club itself, It's actually, I actually took a look at it. It was from, when I say the earnings that I've gotten from trading the cryptos since last month, May, around this time around, is been over gains of over $2,000 in earnings. And I can't, I don't know, but it's been, it's over that. And it's very, very small, you know, initial invest. Well, let me see. Yes, some parts of it was small. Some of it was, you know, yeah, it was really all small when you really think about it. Kind of hard to, because I had to remember when I got into Bitcoin and everything else. So, yes, it's all been well worth it. I definitely want you to get involved and be able to have some of these same, if that's something that you would like to do, and this is a way you can develop another stream of income and position yourself and your family in the future for what we need to do, for what you need to do, and then definitely all is, you know, just put yourself in a better position of advantage. So definitely to sign up for that actual trading platform with Trade Coin Club is rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. Okay? All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Hopefully I don't, ooh, cool, I didn't mess that up. All right, so one second, give me a second. Jump into what's in the news, and I'm going to go from the bottom to the top. All right, so, and starting from the bottom, my man Roz had posted some great stuff here. Check out some of the articles. First article, Roz posted this one from NBC News, Nothing But Crooks News, that's what I call it, is U.S. Ambassador to Qatar steps down after several Gulf nations cuts ties with Doha. The U.S. Ambassador to Qatar, commonly Americans, is Qatar is how we say it here, but it's actually Qatar, has stepped down, a departure that comes roughly a week after the Saudi Arabian, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates severed diplomatic relationships with Doha, citing that the government's illegal support of terrorists was the reason why. Hold on one second, everyone, sorry. Okay, so sorry about that. So check out that article. My man Roz posted that one. Good article. Thanks, Roz. Next article. Roz, his commentary is, he says, especially everyone, especially those with children, need to watch this. And this comes from, this is from Crooks Being Senators News, CBS News, brain hacking. Silicon Valley is engineering your phone apps and social media to get you hooked, says former Google production manager. Check out that article. I think that is so true in so many different ways. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from theconversation.com. Deforestation and malaria. What's the relationship between the two? Check out that article. Next article. Well, let me go with that. Despite the being a preventable and curable disease, malaria continues to affect people in 91 countries. And in 2015 alone, there were 212 million cases, about 430 deaths. Sub-Saharan Africa continues as a disproportionately large burden, with 90% of the malaria cases and 92% of the deaths. Malaria is a very old parasitic disease. Check out that article that Roz posted there. Next one from Quartz. Roz posted this one. New research on multiple personalities is challenging the idea that we have to fix, that we have a fixed identity. So this is interesting. Man, it's so true. Good post there, Roz. And so many people got so many daggone split personalities. It's you, like, you don't know which one you talking to today. And I think that this is also being brought on by so many other things as well. So new research on multiple personalities is challenging the idea that we have a fixed identity. Until she was, and this is the underline on this article, until she was 40 years old, Melanie Goodwin had no memory of her life before the age of 16. Then a family tragedy triggered a psychological change. Suddenly she was aware of other identities inside of her. And the barriers between them were crumbling, the different identities belonging to her. Wow. So check out that article. Next article, Arise posted this one from Brit.com. Okay. There's a scary link between taking over the OTC, meaning over-the-counter pain meds, and heart health. Pretty much everyone uses over-the-counter. Not me. I don't mess with nothing like that. My overall...
Uh-oh, looks like Dave dropped off the board. Apologies for that. These things happen occasionally. I'm sure he will dial us right back, but let me go ahead and call him just in case he doesn't know that he got knocked off the board. Let's see. Okay. Yo, while we wait on Dave to call back in, that story about malaria hitting those African countries, something I learned about blood types, different blood groups. You have about really four different blood groups. You have, let me see, here's Dave now. All right, Dave, we got you back. All right, let me unmute you. Dave, you there?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what the last thing that I was saying. All right, so let me just pick back up what's in the news. And 1 second, kind of mess my... Okay, so let me see where we... Okay, here we left off. All right, next article. My man Raj posted this one from National Geographic. Society, food, fuel, medicine, wrinkle reduction, algae does it all. Check out that article. How much time we got? Okay. Check out that article. Next article from New Atlas. Raj posted this one. E-cigarettes found to cause as much DNA damage as unfiltered cigarettes. Check out that article as well. Next article, this is from Mashable. Raj posted this one. Tech toys are helping kids to learn to code at an early age. Check out that article. Then there's another one that didn't pop up. And this one come from, this one came, Raj posted this one from MacRumors.com. And it's a new Mac malware discovered. A new Mac malware discovered on dark web as security experts remind Mac users not to be overconfident. That's so true. Good posting there, Raj. Very, very important, especially for some of the things that you should be doing, and some of the things, especially for those of you that are in cryptos, some of the things that you should be doing. You never take anything for granted, okay, because you didn't build these systems. They just told you that they were safe. Next article, and this one comes from CNET. Raj posted this one. Get a free year of cell phone service from Sprint. Wait, what? Is it true? Bring your old phone and you'll get a free year on the unlimited plan. The only real costs are for the SIM cards and monthly taxes and fees, plus a waterproof case for about $6. So check out that article. Raz posted that one. Next one, Raz posted this from Cerebrally Naive Money. Brexit. Europe's new finance rules puts 83,000 UK jobs at risk. Check out that article. Then next article, 1 second. I posted this one. This came from Sovereign Man. Banks are becoming less safe again. That is so true, especially with the things that's been happening. There was the celebrity figurehead Trump administration came out with some banking rulings, and they didn't. They said that they were going to change and Dodd-Frank's, and they didn't do much of anything. And this is the setup for the financial collapse that's going to be coming, so that it's the perfect ploy. So check out that article. A really, really, really good one. Next article, we move this up. I posted this one from Bloomberg. This is what I was talking about. Trump administration's call for major revamping of Wall Street rules, and they actually didn't do much of anything at all. Because later on, after the financial crisis come up, then they can say, see, this is what we were telling you, and this is what we need to do to fix it. So it is the setup. So check out that. All right, so next article, moving along, right along, next article. I posted this one from the South China Morning Post. Why Panama ties matters to Beijing. And it got, I put a couple of articles in here about this. Very, very important. Yesterday, Panama severed its ties with Taiwan to establish its ties with China. And I was going to say this last week. Jerry had called in and talked about Haiti, and then I talked about Puerto Rico voting to come in, and Scotty's going to have a great show about Puerto Rico as well. Let me tell you what's, in my opinion, what's all of this, and I was going to say this, and I forgot to say it. The real emphasis of, because of this whole, all of this, all of that area is very vital to the new economic structuring of the global financing, and the Panama Canal is the key to that. China had already secured the Panama Canal years and years ago, but now it's completely official. And this is huge, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, David.
Very, very big. Speaks to the... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, they could check out my interview with the Puerto Rican filmmaker Vagabond Beaumont. He made an award-winning international... It was internationally awarded in several countries called Machetero. It's about Puerto Rican independence, although it is a drama film. It touches on that real issue. But he opened up my eyes to some things today, and they can catch that interview. I'm working on posting it to blacktalkradionetwork.com right now, but it's already been uploaded to our YouTube channel, which is, you can find it either by putting in Black Talk Radio or Black Talk Media. You'll find our channel. But he opened up my eyes today, man. He laid out a plausible explanation for the so-called debt crisis. He's saying that what they're looking to do is gentrify Puerto Rico. They want Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
They want Puerto Rico without Puerto Ricans. So go check out that interview. It's very important. But also, Venezuela cut a deal with China today to sell them oil.
I didn't know that one. I didn't see that one. I didn't know that one. Great, great, great information. That definitely was, you know, that is huge. And first, let me just say this about the, I'm definitely looking forward to the interview with the filmmaker. I definitely will be checking that out. And I totally agree, because Puerto Rico is strategically important to that area for a lot of reasons. Many, many asset reasons why and everything else. Yes, I definitely, wholeheartedly agree with that. There is movement throughout the world, and the assets, those in this new economy, because we're moving into an asset-based economy, that is going to be the key. And this is why they're causing the overall the flight from Puerto Rico by what? By poverty. By poverty. And this is control. This is going to happen in so many different places. So definitely check out that when Scotty has that all posted up. I definitely will be checking that out. And then Venezuela cutting a deal with China to sell oil. I didn't know that, but definitely knew that that would be on the forefront, because then we spoke about this last week as well, saying that don't be surprised if just what Scotty just reported, for that to happen, because it's strategic moves, ladies and gentlemen. It's strategic moves. This is how the U.S. will be the untied states of America, and this because it's not going to be able to withstand it and hold its maintain its overall dollar hegemony that it's had in the stronghold that it's had in the past. It's going to be broken. Its grip is weak, and it shall release, and by force or by decree or by or because they decide that it's a better deal, and I doubt that they decide it's a better deal, it's going to be forced upon. This is a done deal. This is why this whole everything is about to be very, very turbulent going forward. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the Atlantic Journal, the AJC. Under Trump administration's U.S. militia not ready to lay down arms. In the woods of South Atlanta, John and Yvette, move this down, DeMira are with about a dozen camouflage-wearing, heavily armed Americans huffing and puffing as they scramble to navigate the sprawling pieces of property where they train. One weekend a month to ward off enemies, foreign or domestic. Check out that article. Very, very important, very, very telling. I believe it's all a setup. Next article comes from, I posted this one from Bloomberg. Vladimir Putin is getting interested in Bitcoin's biggest rival, Ethereum. Ethereum, the world's largest cryptocurrency after Bitcoin, has caught the attention of Vladimir Putin as a potential tool to help Russia diversify its economy beyond oil and gas. Putin met with Ethereum's founder on the sidelines of the St. Peter's, and it stopped there. So check out that article that's there. Next article from Sputnik News. UK police commissioner suggests armed vigilantes could defend against terrorism. So check out, a UK police commissioner has provoked alarm after suggesting Brits who own guns could help defend rural areas against terrorist attack while stopping short of actively recommending such an approach. She believes it is a question worth asking. Check out that article, and it will be a part of today's show as well. So check out that. Next article, I posted this one from International Man. Zimbabwe, when the black market becomes the real market. For years, I've described the black market as the evil danger to economies that governments profess them to be, but as predictable and sensible reaction to the overregulations of official market, black markets appear whenever an official market has become overregulated or otherwise unworkable due to government influence, and I would say when they become tyrannical. Definitely check out that article. That will be a part of somewhat of today's show as well. Next article, I got this from altnet.com. The federal government is setting up to protect the elite from nuclear attack while letting the rest of us die. That comes from that article. Check out that. Next article, this one comes from Press TV. And this one was, here it is. The article says, Iran has intelligence of Saudi Arabia popping up terrorists near its border. So this is what Iran is saying, is that Saudi Arabia is doing, and this is going to be the destabilization of that in that area, and is going to continue to grow to where it's going to lead to, in my opinion, a war. Next article, also from altnet.com, I got this from. Email exposes how Saudi Arabia and the UAE, United Arab Emirates, worked the U.S. media to push for war. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Business Insider. The U.S. military might not be the best in the world anymore, according to an Army captain. At the squad, platoon, and company level, the U.S. Army is not as good as its allies. Reports an Army captain. American units are not as prepared or ready for combat as their multinational partners are at the company level and below. So check out that article. We won't be able to cover that one today. Next one. This is another that goes along with the article I spoke about earlier. Very, very critically important. This one comes from Business Insider. Panama switches diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China. Panama has switched its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China after a century of having only commercial relations with the Asian giant. Pan-America President Juan Carlos Valla announced the change, which entails breaking all formal relations with Taiwan, in the television address that is the correct path for our country, is what he said. This is the correct path for our country. Smart. And then there's going to be problems, because there's going to be a tyrant from the north that is going to definitely get involved. Watch, there's going to be problems in Panama, and we'll talk about some of this as well. Next article from Sputnik News. This is another that goes along with another article that we posted a little bit earlier. This was actually the first article. U.S. acknowledges that its military superiority is no longer a given fact. And so, and it says, commenting on the remarks of James Mattis about the U.S. military lack of readiness after 4 years of budget sequestering and the concerns over Russia and China challenging the U.S. military dominance. Political analyst told Sputnik News that Washington is beginning to understand that its superiority is no longer a given fact. Very, very, very important. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from Press TV. Press TV, Qatar's dispute may have unwanted outcome, especially for U.S. troops and for the U.S. economy and the global economy. This is major, major, major what's going on in that region of the globe right now. Next article from Press TV. Israel adds bizarre twist to Qatar's dispute. A report says that Israeli celebrity figurehead Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering shutting down Jerusalem's Bureau of Qatar-based Al Jazeera broadcast as a diplomat rift escalates between Saudi-led blocks, Saudi-led bloc of countries with Qatar. Man, who? So basically, this is what happens: is that when you want to control propaganda, what you do is you control the media. This is another instance of how much this is going to develop into an untenable circumstance. So definitely be aware of this. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from The Hill. Mnuchin, I call him Mnuchin. Debt ceiling won't hit until early September. The government will be able to keep paying its debts through at least the beginning of September. The celebrity figurehead Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, I call him Mnuchin, told a White House panel on Monday. Mnuchin did not give lawmakers a hard deadline for when the debt ceiling needs to be raised, but said it could wait until after Congress August recess. Boy, they setting you up. So this is such a setup. And then watch what happens and unfolds this summer. Then it's all of a sudden it's going to be a crisis and it's completely set up. Next article, I posted this one from Bitcoin News. Hedge funds are quietly investing in Bitcoin. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from RT International, Russia Today International. North Korea's ICBM test launch not far away. Will tackle hostile policies of the U.S., state media. North Korea hinted that it may test fire an ICBM in the near future, state media says, adding that the missile will help North Korea tackle its U.S. hostility policy, as Washington's never dared to go to war with a country that possesses a nuclear weapon or a ICBM, or a nuclear ICBM. ICBM, ladies and gentlemen, is an intercontinental ballistic missile, meaning if they do test an ICBM and it's successful, if that happens, it's a complete game changer, because At that point, at that time, you going to war with them is over, because they could get that ICBM airborne and get it, and that's where they could reach not only Los Angeles, but they could, or Hawaii, they will be able to reach into the country with a nuclear ballistic missile. This is huge. So let's see how this unfolds. I don't trust any of it at all, but you never, ever, ever, ever know. And remember some of the things that was reported, and I think that this is going to be used as leverage, and we have to be smart in all ways around, because just it's very easy to say the North Koreans did this, North Koreans, when in actuality they may not have. It doesn't really matter, because the circumstances that I think we're going to be facing in the future, it doesn't matter who did it. You're going to have an appropriate response to the conditions that will be pressed upon us all. So check out that article. Next article, and this one comes from Lying Like a Fox News. Ninth Circuit Court rules Trump ban. Excuse me, rules against Trump travel ban. So check out that article as well. And today's show is going to be The Captive Profoundness, a full apprehension of the conditions in warfare. And I think that's very, very important. What I mean by that is that it's not just what we think when it comes to warfare. It's so much more. And because we don't realize that we are in a state of continuous war, that we underestimate the overall operations that become extremely successful against us all, because we don't know that we're really in a war and have not been protecting ourselves accordingly. And it is profound how deep this really, really, really is. So that's today's show. And that was some of the stuff that was in the news, went a little further than, usual. But hey, just wanted to get that stuff out to you. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We're going to be looking at some things. And today, definitely want to get going in today's show. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. So today's show, we need to, in my opinion, I think it's very critical for us to look at how deep all of this really is when it comes to the state that we're truly in. And because so many of us may not conceptualize, you know, what's really being worked against us and how things are being used against us in all forms and in all fashions, there's a purpose behind what is done. Things don't just happen. Things don't just happen. It is always the will of someone for it to happen in most cases. Yes, some things do just happen, but the majority of things is very, very small compared to the overall will of things happening. How do you know that? Look how much development on this planet has happened. Look at the development of this planet. If you're a truck driver, you drive around this country, you know that this country is very, very rural. Not every place is settled and developed. But the places that are developed and settled, that was the will of people, and that can be quite extensive. Quite extensive. And why do I say? I say that to make this point, is that there are things that are going to be and that have been happening that we're not looking at as an engagement of warfare against us. And when I say us, it's particularly a selective group of people and mankind in general. It's both. The thing about in warfare, all is fair. You use everything. You use racism that you create. You use sexism that you create. You use poverty from an economic system that you create. You use hate. You use subjugation. You use enslavement. And I think it's very, very important for us to take a profound look at the depths of it all. And then we'll stop fighting the small battles that distract us and seize and take all of our energy to where we will become tired. Very, very, very important. And so this is what today's show is going to be about. So what I want to do, how much time we got? We got plenty of time. Great. What I want to do is I want to play a quick video for you. And I got this. This was a Florida sheriff. And we talked about some of this on Tando Radio Show before in the past and dealing with events happening around you. All of these operations in different forms, you know, they come in all different forms, these operations and shootings and mass shootings and all kinds of things, and they're going to continue to happen, and then the mainstream media will put a label on it and this and that. But in actuality, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be looking at what's really going on, because we are engaged in the battlefield, but we did not bring our battle plan. But there is a battle that's being waged. It's being waged with our food, our water, and everything else, and it is very profound. And its subtleties are more effective than its theatrical events. The subtleties are much more. And this is how so many times we don't see things come up, and then when they come up and they become a problem, we weren't prepared for it. And if you really, and I want to make this point because it's so important. I think that the big events are dramatized and actually progressively delayed and delayed and delayed and only used strategically. But it's the small things that are always happening. I want to tell you something really quickly. We are already in a depression. We are already at the events that we've been telling you to prepare for. This is why you continuously doing this is so important. In all forms, in all fashions. Think about your individual lives, and you already know that the threats to you and your overall functionality is great. And it has to have, you have to have an appropriate response. Even if things are good right now, you have to prepare and you have to do things to prepare for when they're not going to be. By circumstances or events that are uncontrollable by you, but that are the will of someone or something else. And what you want to do is you want to leverage yourself accordingly so that when that happens, you'll be able to rebound, but not only rebound, you will be able to springboard into other events and other opportunities to keep you going. This is one of the reasons why July the 1st, Controlling Your Wealth Seminar is so, so important. You all should be engaged in that because it is going to be very, very extremely beneficial to those that partake in it. So please do that. Be a part of it. Come to Dallas. If you could come to Dallas, if not, we'll have something for you via the internet. Be a part of that. Very, very, very important. Okay? So what I want to do now is I want to play this, and then we're going to take a look at an article, and then we're going to open up the lines for you all. We need to talk about this. Let me just set this up real quickly. I think I already did. Yes, I did. Real quick. Here we go. Oh, wait, Dave.
Like each of you, I'm sick and deeply concerned about county attacks that are taking place in Manitoba. Yeah. Actually, the Tesla citizens are being murdered.
Hold on, everyone. Okay, hold on. All right, let me just set this up for you so you can all hear. One second. Okay, all right, hold on, here we go.
With the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Like each of you, I am sickened and deeply concerned about the cowardly attacks that are... Hello, everyone. I'm Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and you're on scene with the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Like each of you, I am sickened and deeply concerned about the cowardly attacks that are taking place around the world. Attacks where defenseless citizens are being murdered and critically injured. Terrorists and active shooters are using every weapon available to target citizens. Guns, knives, trucks, hammers, and even explosives have all become the weapon of choice for murderers who only have one goal, killing innocent and law-abiding citizens. It seems that almost every day we hear of another attack taking place at a concert, tourist destination, church, business, or anywhere else in the world where they can strike fear in the hearts of citizens. Folks, now more than ever is the time for our citizens to be prepared to serve as the first line of defense, not only for them, but for their families when the attack happens. And let me be perfectly clear, doing nothing or just hoping it won't happen to you is not going to save your life. For those who think that it can't or won't happen here, trust me when I tell you that it's already happening all around us. And the only thing left to question is when and where it will happen again and how many more innocent lives will be lost. As everyone knows, I am probably one of the most politically incorrect sheriffs in the country. And to be honest, I'm good with that. What I'm not good with is sitting back waiting on the emergency to happen, or even worse, sitting back and saying it won't happen here or it won't happen to me. Preparing Americans to protect themselves is a conversation we need to have right now. And giving our citizens the ability to survive a violent attack is not only politically correct, it's the absolute best way we can help protect those we took an oath to protect. Yesterday, I saw a news story where in other parts of the world, they are telling citizens that they're attacked to run, hide, and tell. Really? Coaching citizens that the best way to save their life and the life of a family member, coworker, or friend is to run, hide, and tell? What's next? Ask you to run, hide, and then draw a line in the sand while daring the cold-blooded murderer to cross it? Not here. In my book, what's next is to fully understand that this is war, and you better be prepared to wage war to protect you, your family, and those around you if attacked. I am firmly convinced that as Americans, we can no longer sit back and pray the fight isn't brought to us. Instead, we have to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, prepared and ready to issue an immediate and directed response when the attack happens. Terrorists and active shooters know that our citizens have been coached to run and hide and then patiently await help. In fact, they count on it so they can strategically target as many citizens as possible. What they don't count on is being attacked themselves, having to become defensive to save their own lives. No matter who you are or what your position is on guns, there's no denying the fact that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun or a knife is an armed and well-prepared citizen or law enforcement officer. There is no doubt that as soon as 911 is called, law enforcement is on the way. However, until they arrive, it's up to you and those with you to neutralize or eliminate the threat. You have to make a decision right now, right this moment, to be prepared to save your life and those you love when the attack happens. Sun Tzu says in The Art of War that every battle is won or lost before it's ever fought. As a society and a community, we can no longer afford to wait for the attack to happen and then develop our survival strategy. We have to fight this battle on the front end by preparing ourselves to fully respond against the attackers when the time comes. As sheriff, I encourage you to be prepared to protect yourself and develop your survival strategy right now. If you have a concealed carry permit, then carry your gun with you at all times possible. It's not doing you any good at the house or in the car when the attack happens. Remember, if you've chosen a gun to protect yourself in the event of a violent attack, then you need to practice on a regular basis. I invite you to take our class, Self-Defense Through Tactical Shooting and Decision-Making, where you will receive expert training from our Brevard County Sheriff's Office firearms instructors who teach our deputies how to be tactically prepared for any type of attack. If you don't have a concealed carry permit or not someone who is comfortable using a firearm to protect yourself, then please consider some type of intermediate weapon, such as a taser or what we now call environmental arming, using items in your immediate surrounding area as weapons, items such as a knife, chair, or a fire extinguisher. I would also encourage you to visit our website and watch the 4 A's of Survival. This 7-minute video discusses the importance of awareness, essentially knowing your surroundings and having a strategy for survival. Arming yourself with anything you can use to protect yourself. Avoidance, running to escape the danger, and attacking the perpetrator to neutralize or eliminate the threat. It's very important to remember that while the terrorist or violent attacker may have a weapon or even the element of surprise, a team of citizens working together to attack the suspect has a much greater chance of survival than allowing the suspect to operate unimpeded. There is no doubt that it takes great courage to attack someone who is trying to kill you or your family. But unfortunately, it may be the only thing that saves your life and the life of those you dearly love. I ask you to remember this if you ever find yourself in the middle of a violent attack. Since the terrorist attacks that occurred on 9/11, we all remember the videos of the Twin Towers and Pentagon where thousands were killed. Out of all the attacks that day, only one failed, the plane that was hijacked by terrorists and then was taken back by brave Americans who worked together as a team to keep the terrorists from reaching their targeted destination. While we will never know how many lives they saved that day, one thing is perfectly clear. Their heroic actions saved countless lives and showed terrorists what happens when Americans fight back. Remember, it takes a community to protect a community, and right now is the time to prepare for the emergency so we can do everything possible to protect ourselves and those around us should that time ever come. Best case scenario, you are mentally and physically prepared, and that day never happens. For more information on our self-defense through tactical shooting class, and to watch the four...
Okay, so that was... Let me fix this real quick. That was the... That sheriff is out of Florida, and I don't know who he is or anything about him. Doesn't really matter, because in my opinion, what he said was absolutely right in what we've been talking about since we've been here on Tando Radio Show. And I think it's very, very crucial that we understand these things and the depth of everything, because when things go awry, doesn't matter if it's something small where you're individually targeted for whatever reason it may be, from all sorts of things. It doesn't, that's mildly interesting, because if someone is attacking you because they don't like you, or because they don't like people like you, or because they're attacking you for a political reason, or they're attacking you to steal something for personal gain for them, and their intent is to harm you or to bring great bodily harm to you, and it doesn't matter what their intentions are. What is significant is your response to that. It's very, very appropriate. And I think, especially in today's world, this is something the mainstream media doesn't want you to do. The reason why the mainstream media and the overall prevailing political correctness or the schools don't want you to involve in this, the proper schooling in this in the world, and especially here, is for you not to do this for one reason, is because they want you to be beholden to the authorities. That's the true intentions here. This is some of the depths of how profound this warfare is against us. One of the main objectives is to subjugate and to enslave and to have you to surrender your free will. In order for that to happen, there are methods that are used by the system to get that. Fear is a number one tactic that they like to do. Fear and greed. They love using those two. Their movies school you on both fear and greed. If you take a child, a young boy or a young girl, you take them to all of the movies that are out today, what you happens is this: you'll see that you've conditioned them to be afraid. You condition them, it's a conditioning that happens for them to be in fear at all times. It's a conditioning for them to want to call somebody for help. It is a paralyzing factor that is seeded, because that's what fear does. I always say that a person of valor and the coward are one in the same. A person of valor and a coward both experience fear at the exact same time. It's in today's world, it's virtually impossible to get away from it because it's indoctrinated in us all, but it doesn't have to consume you. Fear, a person of valor and a coward both experience fear at the exact same time. The only difference is that the coward is paralyzed by the fear, while the person of valor is motivated to action. They're motivated to do something. They continuously think. They continuously observe, strategize, and protect themselves, while the coward begs, screams, cries, and has an emotional breakdown. If you are ever found in a position, if you ever find yourself in a position as what has been used now, all of a sudden in large quantities because it serves, it's an operation. If you find yourself ever in one of those conditions, such as with some of the larger ones that you've seen throughout the world and in Europe and some of the things that you've seen here in the States, the shootings and everything else, if you ever find yourself in that position and you are with someone and this happens, and you may not know this person, or you may know this person, if that individual is actually physically harmed, even to death or in a very severely injured physical state, it doesn't matter. It won't matter if you scream and surrender. That won't change the outcome at all. The only thing that will benefit you is if you respond and have an appropriate response to the overall event that you're in, because there's so many different appropriate responses. This depends on the actual condition that you're in. And this is something we talked about this here on Tando before. Very, very important. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, yes, Scotty, I'll come to you right after that. Get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Let me tell you, these tactics are used in all sorts of ways. They're used monetarily, racially. They're used in all forms of things. That's because the system is very organized and committed to getting its objective adhered to. We're not. That's our biggest problem. We don't know that we're at war. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And what we played is a Florida sheriff's public service announcement to the general population. And regardless of how you feel about that sheriff, I know nothing about him, and I really don't, you know, that's not the emphasis. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. But what he said was absolutely true, and very, very, for me, is absolutely true, and I totally, totally agree with, and this is why, one of the reasons why we started Tando Radio Show, and this is why we talk about the things that we do. You have to be prepared. We talked about this a couple of times. And my man Scotty had put in, and Scotty, you want to chime in at any time, definitely do that. And if you would like to chime in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And Scotty said, from time to time, I play out different scenarios in my head and envision how I would respond. Yes, that's very, very, very important, because that's role playing. Critical, critical. And Scotty, if you wanted to elaborate on that,
I was just doing this yesterday. For example, if someone pulls a gun out on me, how will I respond to that? Whether they have a rifle, whether they have a handgun, What kind of move would I make to try to disarm that person? I don't know, man. It's just something I do from time to time in my head. I just play out these different roles while I'm being attacked and how I would respond.
Man, very, very important. And you know, Scotty, I mean, because some of that comes, you know, comes from you as an individual. Most of that, the lion's share of that is just us as people, but also because some of the military training and everything else and just life experience. And I say that is critical. Let me tell you why that's so critical. And I do this myself all the time as well. Being a former police officer, that was something that I had to do daily. And everyone that I trained, told them that you have to role play. From just the scenarios of the different things that we come across, the calls that we come across. After that call is over, you have to role play that same call with it going in a different direction. Or it ended this way, but now take that same scenario and add different twists to it. How would you respond to it? And the reason why you have to do that is because most people, have you ever startled someone? Walk up to someone and startle them. 9 times out of 10, the first reaction, the first natural reaction of the human body is to stop everything. Just totally stop. It freezes. Okay? And what you want to do is you want to train yourself to never freeze, to always be thinking and have a response to it right away. Because then that prevents you from staying frozen. And 9 times out of 10, let me tell you something. If you have people that are unaware and everything else, let me tell you, the predator loves the vulnerable prey. Even in the ecosystem, whenever predators are preying or looking for prey, what do they look for? They look for the weakest and the illest, ones that they can take advantage of. So it doesn't matter if you're weak or not. It only harms you by being weak. It's never, ever, ever going to save you. The likelihood of you begging and crying and screaming your way out of an incident is very, very slim. Is there a time and place for it? Yes, while you're always fighting. So role playing is very, very important. You should role play different things. You should also role play opportunities. Very, very important to do, just as critically important, just as fundamentally sound and productive as crisis. Okay? But definitely this is something that you all should be engaging in. You'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So want to bring this to you because what the sheriff said is absolutely right. Glad he did it. More should be, this approach is the best approach because it is a preventive and it is a defensive that moves into an offensive strategical position. This puts you in a position of advantage. And let me tell you, those that would tell you, no, you shouldn't be doing that. Let me give you a little clue about this type of thinking, because some people, they can't think for their own self, so they wait for something on mainstream media before they form their opinion. They wait for someone else to tell them how they're supposed to think. And they do this all the time because they've been conditioned to always to go along with authority, hoping that master gonna pay them, hoping that master gonna give them favor. In today's world, when things go wrong, if you do what that system tells you to do, you will be the perfect storyline. And what the storyline will be a picture of you as one of the victims. Now, even if you respond, could you still be victimized by something? Yes. But the key is to always, always to do whatever it is that you can to get yourself and your family out of the position that you're in. You must. Let me just say this. As we start to look, because I think that we are going to see all type of violent attacks, but not only the violent one, it's the subtle ones. Because we are attacked by coordinated strategical planning, just as people coordinate strategical violent attacks that you see on the news, that you hear about, or you may have experienced. There's planning in all of that. There are subtle attacks that we go through financially. There are subtle attacks that we go through religiously. There are subtle attacks that we go through politically. There are subtle attacks that we go through in the so-called schooling system. Some people call it the education system, but it's never educated at all. It's only domesticated. It's the domesticated, the schooling of domestication. There are many, many attacks. And I think it's so important for us to start to grab the gravity of this from the theatrical big events and to start to trickle them down into all events. And then you'll start to see how large this battlefield and how committed the overall system is into subjugating and enslaving you. Because the more that you are able to defend yourself from the apparent, you'll be able to strengthen your position to not to be victimized by the unseen, which is more real than what's seen. Very, very, very important. One of the reasons why I say that, because the article that I want to bring up to you, because some of the things that I think, oh no, I closed the wrong thing. Some of the things that I think that we're going to be seeing relatively soon, and I need to get back into this one program, that we need to start to pay attention to, is that there's an article that I want to read to you. And so I got to get back into it really quickly. Just bear with me. And I think that we need to build upon these things. It's not always what things appear to be, but it's always what the objective is that we're dealing with. Meaning, we may see something that appears to be one thing. Case in point, it may appear to be, let's say, just for sake and purposes, because it does happen in all forms, a racist attack. But see, that is actually a tool that's actually used to get us off of our mark, to get us off of our guard, to get us in a position of disadvantage. See, if we can look at things from what they truly are, we won't be distracted by the deception. See, it's very, very easy to create an environment of hate and have people to play out that environment of hate. That's easy to do. Then people will buy into that, to that. But see, what happens is that the ones that are strategically setting this up, they use that to their advantage so that we, you, and I, and others will only focus on that small part of it all, and we will exclude the real problem, so that this small problem is the symptom that continues to come because we've never addressed it, the disease. We've never addressed it, the virus, the cancer, the source of the destruction. And once you identify that and you're able to guard yourself and build your defenses around that, the deceptive tactics no longer work. And you'll see that those deceptive tactics don't have the overall gravity and don't have the overall effect that they otherwise would have. Because what happens is that you don't put your energy there. You put your energy to a place that will utterly destroy it all so that you no longer have to deal with that. For so long, the system of indoctrination has always taught us to be symptom responsive. And in this, what happens? You get tired. You get utterly defeated because we didn't realize how big and how deep this overall battle, this battlefield and this warfare extremely and truly was. Because we've been dealing with the symptoms. The overall source of the destruction is generally centralized, but the symptoms can be force multiplied and duplicated, and just like cancer can spread and just grow. And continuously grow and grow and grow and grow. And we keep focusing on the symptom. And then we give energy to that, and it becomes very, very destructive to ourselves. So one of the things, I got this, let me just fix this real quick. I closed the darn program that I needed. And so, but now, one of the things I want to do as to show as an example is because as we continue to go through this depression that we're in these economic times that's going to bring about destabilized geopolitical times, which will bring war, and we deal with the overall social issues that are going to be destabilized, and we start to deal with physical illnesses that are created by man. All of these things are outward tools that are being used to keep us in a position of disadvantage. And I think if we start to look at it from a much broader, profound, deeper look and understanding, then we can properly defend ourselves, position ourselves, and more importantly, properly develop the solutions that will give no longer, that those attacks will no longer have any kind of bearing. Because everything that we're seeing now is the setup. It's the complete setup. So there's an article I wanted to read to you real quickly. Let me see if I can grab it from here. And it is, okay, there it is. Okay, cool. There was an article, and this one came from, just pulled it up. This one comes from AJC.com. And AJC is, just getting it pulled up here, bear with me. And it is from, I believe it's the Atlantic Journal. Let me see. I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's the Atlantic Journal is what it is. All right, so in this article, and I posted it inside of BTR. It says, under Trump, U.S. militia is not ready to lay down arms. Okay. So, from you and I, you know what this has been all about. You know what the role of the militia in the past has been. And so, this comes with, okay, we know what's up with this one, but it's far, far, far more entrenching than just that is what I want to say. So let's check out this article really quickly. Okay, so it says, Jackson, Georgia. So you all know what that means. In the woods of the South Atlantic, there are about a dozen camouflage-wearing, heavily armed Americans huffing and puffing as they scramble to navigate the sprawling pieces of property where they train one weekend a month to ward off enemies, foreign or domestic. And this family are with the Georgia Security Force Militia, whose members are... Move this down. Who members are revered that Donald Trump won the presidency because won the presidency, but believe it would be a mistake to lay down their arms just because he is in the White House. So they continue to take to the woods to be ready for whatever may come. Whether it's an economic crisis that spawns unrest or Islamic extremists carrying out attacks on American soil. Let me stop there real quick. See, once again, now, if these individuals in this militia group have true, sincere intentions that are protective of themselves, and it's not one in which they want to subjugate and continue to have subjugate, and you know what it is from where it is, Georgia and everything else, the truth of things that go along with that, with the possibility of that overall organization could be. I don't know. I don't know anything about this organization. I'm just saying in general. Now, if these individuals are coming together and they have the sincere intentions, and they have sincere intentions to protect themselves and their family, that's what they should be doing. But one of the things that I wanted to say, and I would say to you all to be extremely careful of, is that what happens is that this system has been in place for a very, very long time, and it's been successful as to, and you can see the success of it by the overall depth and the gravity that many, including ourselves, rely on it. It is the prevailing system that we have. Even though we know that it's not something that we should be doing, and we're steadily moving away from it by our own time and our own means, that is absolutely what we should do. But we have to be honest about the whole thing. We have to respect the overall commitment that the enemy has always had. Because not to respect it means to underestimate it. And by underestimating it, what happens is that we do more talking about things and we do nothing about the situation. And it continues to rule us. Ruling, physically ruling something, is a matter of physics. But eternally ruling something is a matter of surrenderance. What you surrender in your free will and in your eternal state. Your physical state is temporary, meaning that physical suppression or oppression is temporal. And so many of us give so much emphasis to that. I don't. And I don't because when I look at that this is only a moment in my eternal life, in my eternal existence, is just a moment in that eternity, then it starts to put the proper perspective on the different things that you have to deal with. Now I want to learn as much as I possibly can to strengthen my overall resolve as to how I have decided to live my life individually first. So I say that and wanted to bring this up from this standpoint. Those that want to subjugate and enslave, they only are able to do that physically in this momentary time, in this moment in eternity that they are physically in existence. So because of that, they try to school and domesticate us to think that right now is the only thing that matters. Right now is the only thing that prevails. Right now is the most important, when all is equally important. They focus so much on the physical that they try to live physically forever. This is why they drink children's blood. This is why they have these rituals, practices of trying to live forever and all the everything that they're trying to do, because they want to try to just, and that is an example of how this system really works. They're trying to physically force themselves and hold on to something that they can't. And just as you individually, collectively, family-wise and community-wise, they definitely try to use that same energy to control you. and to get you to surrender. So now in this article, when they talk about Islamic extremists, this is where you get people looking at the tool instead of looking at the source. Because I'm going to tell you something. The thing about when you start to look at, when you start to identify with the mainstream media and the propaganda wants you to identify, all of a sudden there is a carte blanche that's being used and effectively being used as terrorism. This and that. So the why? Because that has been indoctrinated and domesticated in everyone so that they will act the way that the system needs them to act in order for the system to remain viable. And they do that in our community as well. Because they consider everyone equally subordinate to them, the system does. And they have to keep that overall structure to where there's constant conflict between the people so that they can actually continue to subjugate and rule. These battles are much deeper than what we see and what we've heard. They have been around for a very long time, and the overall truth resonates within you. And I say that for this standpoint. Should you be preparing? Yes. What you should be preparing for is anything that truly is out to do you harm. Unwarranted, unprovoked harm. And if you look at it that way, then you'll just go beyond what society has set up as who you're supposed to be fighting. Think about it. Who is the black community supposed to be fighting? They'll lay it out. This is who your enemy is. Then for the white community, they'll go to them and say, what you're supposed to be fighting and trying to maintain. And they'll go to this community because they establish the communities themselves. They subjugated and put all of these things into place for that to happen. And in doing that, we start to fight the symptoms with no meaningful gains. We get no traction. We keep spinning our wheels. There's no progression. There's no moving forward. It's the same thing as it was 40 years ago, but by a different degree. And it will change it won't change because we won't demand a true energy change. So this is one of the smart things of propaganda that this system does to keep us from getting to where our true possibilities lie. Very, very important. I want to get back to this article, but I think we got a caller in queue. Let me get back on the board real quick to make sure. If we don't, let me see really quickly. Just bear with me. And I think we got two callers. Sorry about that, callers. I didn't know you were there. Real quick, we got two callers. I don't know who was. We're gonna go to Jerry first, then we'll go to Brother Davis. Jerry, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Do you have a question or comment that you wanted to make, brother? Go ahead. Hold on, Brother Davis. We'll go to you right after Jerry.
How y'all brothers doing today, first and foremost? Hope you're having a good afternoon.
My man, Jerry, what's up, brother?
Still learning, man. Still learning. I want to, you made a point about how the propaganda is taking place right now. And my question was for you and for Scotty, we know that there's a lot of people that are starting to recognize how racism works and what actually racism is. And there was an article come out yesterday or either the day before, I'm not sure. I know me and Brother Ross was talking about it, and it was a HBCU that got sued by a white woman for termination. She got terminated because one of her one of her co-workers was complaining about how fast she moved up, and then this particular co-worker, a black woman, finally exceeded where she was at within the school, and they put on the list for termination. Well, she sued, and she got almost $5 million for that. And the way the article started off is that you think only white people can be racist, so therefore the narrative had been set from the get go of the article. And it goes on to before they actually got into the article, they was letting people know about her meager uprise to her stature or whatever, never mentioning nothing about the black woman who she apparently had the altercation with, other than she was quote unquote racist to this white woman. Now we see this in the reverse all the time, and we're supposed to suck it up. You get fired, you go find another job. In this particular case, they sued the school, and she was awarded $5 million, far exceeding whatever her pay rate would have been for a few years at that matter. And I was wondering, since you had brought up the discussion of how racism works and the fashion that they use for propaganda to promote this, how do you see it in that particular instance? And now I mute myself.
You know, I wasn't who sued. Who sued? I wasn't quite sure who sued and who was the one that sued.
The white woman sued the HBCU for discrimination.
Okay. And was awarded $5 million.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So, Scotty.
Yes.
Jerry had asked a question to both of us. You want to take it first? Did you hear it, first of all?
I heard it, but I'm not quite clear on the propaganda aspect of it. I will say this, and he can give me clarification, but when you look at U.S. law, now I know, you know, that's a big thing, particularly in the non-white community, is, you know, we think that white people are trying to flip the script on us and claim reverse racism and all of that. But when you look at, now she would have had the suit under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which says that you can't, employer cannot discriminate based on race, sex, religion, or national origin. So that doesn't say that only black people can use the civil rights to sue under those circumstances. And so what an individual is actually going into court to say is they didn't, you know, they violated my rights, not as a black person, but as an American citizen based on the rights that the U.S. government says that all U.S. citizens have. Now, I'm just going off what the law says. And so that can open up people to lawsuits that you wouldn't think, well, how can a black person practice racism? You know, and that's why I'm very careful with my own business of why I don't advertise certain things, because I don't want certain people, you know, applying for the service or whatnot, or whatnot. So it's very, very, it's very, now I'm not going to say it's tricky, but you know, when you suing somebody, I don't know if she was suing because of, she was mistreated because of her race, or she's argued I'm being mistreated because I'm a woman, or any of those things. But so in terms of the propaganda part of your question, can you clarify a little bit for me what you're saying?
Well, in the article comes from Liberty Headlines.
That sounds like a right wing site.
Yes, and that's the exact reason why I was stating at the beginning of the article, it states only white people can be racist, huh? And then it goes on to state about the she got punitive damages for not only you know, not only just for whatever she would have been getting for that year, her annual salary, but all of the damages that she felt she got. Now, I've seen this happen on smaller scales, places that I've worked where everybody knew this was a case of racism. But for that point, I've noticed that this right to work has been popping up all over the United States. And that is a means to negate that. And I was wondering, how did this not happen in this particular instance?
Hey, Scotty, Jerry, hold on real quick. We got to go to a commercial break real quick, and we're going to come right back to it. Brother Davis, hold on. Just hold on, Jerry. We got to hit the commercial break. Scotty, let's hit the commercial, come back, and we'll jump right back in it. Something very, very important is just being laid out here, and this is the reason why we did the show, today's show. This is definitely a part of it. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation when we come back, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Another one, as always, great call. Jerry, thank you for bringing this to us, because it is very, very critical for today's show, why this is so profound. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Very, very important. And my man Jerry called in with a great, and this is really goes in with today's show. And I'm glad Jerry called in with the question and the comment that's being made. So I want them to pick back up, and then I'm going to jump in, and there's something that I need to show you all. In my opinion, why this is so critical that we, and this is why we had today's show. So, Jerry was explaining to Scotty. Go ahead, Jerry, pick back up.
Yeah, I got what he was saying. I got what he was saying. About the right to work state. Now, I know it has been put out there that, you know, that kind of lessens your ability to seek redress of your grievances when they practice racism against you. But that's not true entirely. In a right-to-work state, they simply can fire you without giving a reason. But if you can prove that they did fire you, for example, when I first got out of the military, I was just looking to get any kind of job I could get. So I was working at this textile plant where I was basically a material handler. So what we did, it was a crew of us. I was the only black person, but it was a crew of us, and all we did all day long was load up these 50-pound rolls of cloth onto the back of tractor trailers and whatnot. So this was like seasonal work. 2 months out of the year, they were off. So you would always get laid off. I didn't work there that long, so they got laid off in November, and they said, we'll call y'all back when we're ready to start back up. So they called everybody back except me. Now, some of these dudes, you know, I don't want to say I was cool with them, but I get along with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I treat all people the same. I treat you with respect. And so some of these white boys called me and said, hey, man, they called us back to work. Why you ain't at work? Did you find another job or something? I said, no, man, didn't nobody call me back. So anyway, I went and filed a complaint at the EEOC. and they ruled in my favor that they did discriminate against me. Now, North Carolina is a right-to-work state, but I was still able to prove that they violated the 64 Civil Rights Act and discriminated against me because I was black. Because you call all the white people back, but you don't call me back to work and what have you. Now, the other thing, it was something else that you had mentioned that I wanted to bring up, but I kind of lost my train of thought on that. So, oh yeah, I know what it was. So anyway, this white person emails me, right? This was actually about a couple of weeks ago. I get trolls. They be trolling me all the time on the YouTube channel, and I get all kind of emails and stuff, hate mail. And so this person, I'm assuming it was a white person by the way they was using the language they was using. They was like, oh, what if I want to join your Black Talk Radio network? I bet I can't join. So I simply didn't respond to the person. So, you know, I wasn't going to say anything that he could then use against me because I am a legal business. Even though it's a nonprofit, right, it's still a legal business. So why would I respond to him and give him any kind of evidence? I just didn't respond. I deleted the email. Now, how do I get it? Everybody knows this was a network set up for black people, but I can't exclude anyone. So the way that I get around that is by saying that before I accept you as a podcaster or having a program on Black Talk Radio Network, I have to judge that everybody won't be approved based on the content and whether or not our audience will like it. You know, so that's not exactly how I word it, but word it to that extent that I have to approve your content. And if I don't think your content is something that our audience wants, then no, you can't join.
And you know, and this is, I think the question is very important for today's show. And this is how I would want to respond to Jerry's very pointed question. See, remember, and I want to use this as a scenario. If you find yourself in a restaurant, happen to be eating, and then some are just like the Orlando case where people were in a club, or you're in a restaurant, and some people come in and start shooting up the plates, right, while you're in there, okay? And what does society teach you to do? What is the school of indoctrination teach you to do? They teach you to scream, lose your mind, you know, to be scared and then to call the police, right, scream, hide, run, okay? Take this correctly, everyone. Racism is built off of scream, hide, run. And that scream, hide, run doesn't matter who you are. That's what the system wants you to do. It wants you to obey what it has laid out. And by doing that, by you screaming, hiding, and running, you're going to be killed. The exact same thing with racism in this country. When you scream, hide, run, you are going to be killed by this system. Here's how it works. Here's how it works. You are doing exactly what they legislated was acceptable for you to do. And by you accepting that, what happens is that you are always under their control of obedience. You always follow what they say to do. Now, case in point, like the sheriff that I had on earlier, what did the sheriff say you should be doing? Defending yourself. And I put that on there for us to see that this overall, this warfare that we're in is so profound, is beyond. Let me tell you, what they told you should be doing with racism is what is going to continue to get you killed. You can't scream, hide, run. You're going to have to protect yourself against the attacker. Now, who is the attacker? The attacker may be actually following an agenda that's been massaged and maturated by those that want them to do it for their best benefit. Or it could be a operation that's going on. Either way, it is using you to get the desired effect. What is the desired effect? It's for you to obey. And if you obey what has been set out by the stroking of a pen, from the Civil Rights Act to anything else dealing with racism, you are going to get run the hell over all the time, and ain't one thing going to change. You're going to die.
So, because Dave, let me ask you a question. Needs you to do. Let me ask you a question.
That's what this system needs you to do.
What was
go ahead, Scotty.
What was I supposed to do? In that.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I did sue them under the Rule 6, the 64 Civil Rights Act. So should I accept mistreatment or should I have done?
No, you did what you were supposed to do. But here's what I'm saying. After that, now you need to thoroughly protect yourself. You need to thoroughly protect yourself. This is where we have to move away from this system and start to control everything. If we look at this from the symptoms of everything, the cancer will continue to be the symptomatic approach that we'll take and we'll still get nowhere. Yes, you may get $5 million. The lady may have gotten $5 million of cash from there, or it doesn't matter if it was a black person or a white person that got that. Nothing changes in this overall scenario because the racism is still there.
That's why I left, Dave. You're exactly right.
Yeah,
that's why I left. I did not stay after my little settlement. I left. I quit. I just left because they didn't nobody get fired. The same racist management in place. So why stay there looking over my shoulder and wondering about what's the next racist act going to happen to me? So I left.
Here's what you did too, Scotty. Here's what you did too that's so important. You established Black Talk Radio Network that moves us to where we start to get information that gets us from the distractions of what the symptoms are for us to start seeing who was really perpetuating this, for what reason, so that we could start moving our energy into a position of control and not into ownership. It's very, very important. Because if we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. If you continue to wait while the shooter is going around shooting people and you waiting on the police to get there, you better hope they run out of bullets before they get to you. Because that's the only chance you got. But if you're there to defend yourself and equally defend yourself, and the others around you equally are there to defend yourself, and collectively you've been preparing for this. If you're there with other people of like-mindedness, your overall efforts can be magnified to a point to where that attacker now has to worry about multiple threats on their lives, and those cowards don't want to deal with that. The coward system that has been established doesn't want us as the people to stand up and to see who we truly are and what we're truly capable of. And because we don't do that, we always scream, holler, yell, and run and obey. This is what gets us killed. What we should be doing instead is creating environments that we control. If you continue to live under a system that has civil rights, which is flawed, we read it here where I showed you where the flaw of the system was. The system tells you in civil rights is that they bring you exactions, which is a willful wrong. They're always going to bring you a willful wrong. And see, what happens is that we become what we had to endure, and we want the system to accept us so we can have the comfort that the system that we've seen that it has. If you want that comfort, that means that you want to be a part of that ecosystem and that environment, and you get everything that goes along with it. Then you'll find out something, that we've made a deal with the devil and we've lost our soul. And until we come out of that type of surrenderance of our free will, instead of executing it and using it for what we should be using it for, we will summarily be killed systematically at the appointed time for the appointed objective by different methods. This is why I wanted to play this sheriff talking about this, because it's no different. We are waiting for the system to defend us by the means that the system has already established. We are not taking matters into our own hands to control the energy that we have and what we could create collectively with everyone else around us. Very few people want to stand up in a gunfight, but there are some of those that will. Those that don't, won't. Those that will, want to, and are ready to. And those individuals should always align themselves together, because there's a common interest, as long as that common interest that they have there is extended into other forms and fashions. Then, now you are creating an environment that now you can control and set up your own, and won't have to rely on calling 911. It's tricky. It's completely, completely tricky. But see, if we continue to do what they've laid out for us, then that means that they've laid out the whole path of destruction. We will continue going down the path of destruction. When are we going to get off of that path? And getting off of that path means you have to get away from the overall system of destruction. It's very easy, but it takes a commitment to do it, just like they were committed to doing what they did it and putting in the plates. So it's always been up to us. And so we got Brother Davis real quick. I want Brother Davis, because we're going to talk about Wise Wednesday. Then my man Mel, we're going to do that. This is very, very important. I'm glad Jerry asked the question that he asked, because it really comes down to, and this is why I wanted to, and I didn't tell Jerry about this at all, but what Jerry laid out is us, and when I say us, I mean just us as humanity. We're falling for the big lie and deception. They instigate fights, and they instigate things so that they can control us. And until we realize that and see the big picture, until we realize how big this battlefield is, we will continue to be the casualties of war. Continue to be. So, Brother Davis, you wanted to chime in. Then, Mel, we're going to go to you after that. Then we'll end today's show. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow night's show is going to be the bomb. And the reason why is because it's going to play right off this one. The reason why it's playing off this one is because there's a lot of propaganda out there that you don't know about that I'm going to inform you about. Did you know that there's something, article out here called "There Still Are Slaves"? That's right. This was written to let white America know that black people are still subservient to them according to their laws. There's another book out called "The Laws of Ignorance," and that talks about how to keep slaves slaves. Okay, they're playing off your so-called illiteracy. Then there's a book out there called by Charles Barkley. It's called "The Plague of Unintelligent Blacks." So all of these things are going on simultaneously. But what we have to understand is this: that there is a place where we have to stand our ground, like Dave said. But we have to make sure that when we do that, that we are prepared to carry it to the myth of standing our ground. Also, I want you to understand this too, and this is going to hit home to a lot of people, but I might as well be direct with it. There's a writer out here who, in 1870, wrote a book that's being revised. And the name of that book that's being revised is called "The Religious Instruction for Negroes in the United States in Order to Keep Them Subservient to Their Masters." This is real, y'all. And whether you want to accept it or not, you can be the victim of your own ignorance. And this is what all of this information is telling you about: being ignorant to yourself. So if you're looking for a savior, there is none, because this book has told you that this Bible was designed in order to keep you subservient to your masters. They're not talking about God, because they don't follow God. So if you're going to wake up, we're giving you every reason to wake up. One last thing before I go. In reference to the woman who sued the black college, this system is designed to defeat black college. When Scotty sued the system, he got a reasonable settlement. When she sued the system, she got $5 million. Come on, do you realize what that could do to an educational institution? Wake up, y'all, because guess what? The enemy is right next door, and he knows how to kill, the most prolific killer of his time. Okay, this is Brother David looking for you tomorrow night, and come with pencil and piece of paper, because if you think you got something now, wait till I lay it out for you tomorrow night. Okay, Dave, back to you, brother. Peace.
Well said, well said. Thank you, Brother Davis. Okay, I want to. We got another caller in clue. I want that caller to definitely to have their chance. My man Mel is there. Mel, welcome to Tando Radio Show. We got like about 5 minutes, so if someone else wants to call in, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, before we get out of here. Go ahead, Mel.
Peace. I wanted to tie in to what Scotty was saying about the 64 Act, the Civil Rights Act. And with you, I mean, just tying everything in to the run, high, Kale, or whatever. But I just want to remind everybody that in Ferguson, do you remember when that police official stood on that podium in a public forum on TV and said that that those people in that part of the place no longer had civil rights? They basically revoked their civil rights. And I'm not tripping. I mean, you do remember that, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, so that run hard and man, look, this whole show, what you saying, man, is, look, they can, if they can pin and give and take your civil rights, nah, you have to have your own best. You have to have your own sovereign civil rights yourself. And instead of expecting them to give them to you, where they can take them away. If we get mad at them for mistreatment. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to chime in on that, man. A great show, brother.
No, well said. Well said. Well said. All points were well said. Now, I wasn't cutting Scotty off, because what I was saying is that I wanted to make the point because I know what Scotty did, and that's exactly what we all should be doing. Realizing that there are strategical methods that we have to have. And I'm glad that Jerry brought the question up. I mean, brought it to that way, because that's exactly what we were trying to get across to you all. If we rely on the system, that means that we have to accept what the system gives us. That means that we are in communion, in an agreement with the system. I don't know about you, but this system has been nothing but a destructive, lying system that is taking away that has actually manufactured a living hell, when what the great creator has given us is a great heaven. I would say to you all, what civil right did the great creator give you? None at all. Gave you unalienable, absolute free will. Up to you on how you're going to use it. Well said. Well, great, 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 great show. Thank you all. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Brother Davis. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Strategic Melon. I see you are always in the chat room. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And definitely, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure to give one away and protect yourself at all times, and realize that everything that they've told us has always been a lie to subjugate and enslave us all. Not just one or a few, all. Brother Bragg, if you're there, definitely if you would chime us out, would love that. Brother Bragg, definitely hit me up in the morning, too. Much love, much respect.
Right, peace. And look, Dave, just for the record, we're not the only ones enslaved. Everybody's enslaved. Peace.
Hey,
they just don't know it.